Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. This is Mary the Encourager, and I'm your host for today. I would like to thank you for your continued support and for spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. I'm always excited to share a moment with you when we have our inspirational insight. We all need a little inspiration from time to time, and I'm grateful that I have been blessed to be the one to come with you today. I hope as you're listening to this, whether you're listening on this day early in spring in 2008, or if you're listening to this in an archive at any time, I hope that these words will affect you in such a way that you'll get in touch with me and let me know how you feel about it. We've spent some time talking about many different areas over the last few months as I've been your host on these Inspirational Insights. Well, I want to share with you something that happened to me. I had a great weekend. I spent a weekend going to visit someone, and I was amazed at how many things happened. I attended my uncle's 70th birthday. Then I spent the day with two of my brother's grandsons, one of them 13 years old and one 15. Then I had a chance to spend the evening and well into the night laughing and reminiscing and even some online date hunting with three of my high school and college friends. We were dancing, having laughter, family, friends, and memories, and it all happened over the course of about 48 hours. What did I learn? Well, from the 70-year celebration, I learned that life is a continuous celebration. My uncle is into CBing, and his CBers were there, the children, the grandchildren, the family, the friends. You know what? At 70, he still moves well, and he loves to be active. He showed all of us that 70 is not old. It's just one more number. You know what? We celebrate just because we are alive. And whatever your age, I hope you'll take some insight from what happened with him. And then from my traveling partner, I learned that life is just one more road trip. I met this lady just a few months ago, and we've been on several trips together. She would even dare travel with someone as unpredictable as me. In fact, we were about to go on a trip to the Midwest, because I'm on the East Coast, and even the night before the trip, she was saying, "Are we still going to go?" There were some things that I wasn't really sure about, but she was ready at the drop of a hat. So even though we just met a little bit ago, we found we have some mutual friends. Now we can bring the circle together as we dance and check out the guys and go to Steppers class and travel across the country. And you know what? We go just because we can. During that weekend, I had an opportunity to spend some time with two young teenagers, my great nephews. To them, I'm Aunt Mary. And you know, when I was growing up, I had an Aunt Mary also. I want to be as influential to them as my Aunt Mary was to me. My Aunt Mary was one of the first female principals in the Baltimore City school system. She didn't seem like a principal to me. She was just a fun lady who always was sending me some books to read. She wrote me letters. She had beautiful handwriting. She took one of my cousins and I to the World's Fair in New York City. I may be giving away my age for anyone who knows when that happened. But she was this lady that just inspired me because she was willing to travel. She was willing to read. She had this beautiful home. It was a time when we were going through a number of struggles in the country to understand who we were and what we were going to be able to do with our lives. And all I saw from Aunt Mary was a person who just encouraged me to keep looking up, encouraged me to do my best, and encouraged me to just continue on the path that I was given. She was a person who helped me to realize I had to celebrate just who I am. I found out from her that we love just because we live. You know, through listening to this, I hope you've heard a theme. My theme is just because. Because, you know, you might be wondering why things are moving slowly for you. It might seem to you that everybody else is moving ahead and you're moving backward. Or you might be someone who's full of ideas and you just can't see why you can't get those things off the ground. But what I hope is our inspirational insights will help to clear up your thought processes so that you can take steps to change whatever that situation is. Because I hope you understand that just as my 70-year-old uncle understands, it's just another day. It's just another number. Just because you are alive, you have the opportunity to take what's inside of you, the gift that has been planted inside of you, you have the opportunity to take that and to blossom and to build it into anything you want. Do you know that if you were to look at what drives your life, your passion, and think about how it could impact even one person, and if you were to really embrace that idea, do you know you could change a part of the world, especially your part? You know, a few months ago, I had no idea that I would be a host on an internet talk show, and yet the compliments and encouragements I've received make me feel like it was something I was destined to do forever. And yet I see the same thing in your life. Whatever you're doing right now, whatever plans you have, I'm sure you come across some days where it just seems like, is it worth it to try one more time? Sometimes you lose your files. Sometimes you lose relationships. Sometimes the love of your life can't imagine who you are. And you know what? I've been through all of those situations, and yet I can still smile today. That doesn't mean I wasn't crying this morning, or maybe even a few moments ago. But I realize I have the choice. I don't have to stay in that kind of situation. And I can have tears, and those tears can cleanse out any old toxins that are in there. They don't have to pull me down and make me want to weep for the rest of my life. So I hope that's how you see it, too. And I hope that as you hear these words, maybe they don't mean anything to you because you're not at that point. But if they can help you to encourage someone else, then it's all worth it. Because you see, things are going to get easier. And you know what? People make the world go round. And so I want you to think about, just because you listened today, you heard a few words that are either meaningful for you right now or going to help you to give meaning to someone else just a few hours from now or a few days from now, I invite you to tell me about it. You can reach me at marybrown100@gmail.com. And you can send me a message, and if necessary, we can even chat a while. In fact, you might be someone who has a big idea. You may have some big plans, and we may want to talk about that and see what we can do to help build your vision. I have lots of plans, and I hope you will continue to tune in, because over the next few weeks and months, you're going to hear more about what's happening with thinkbigradio.com. You're going to hear things happening with bestbossradio.com. You're going to learn about people all across the country, the things that they're doing. And you can begin by checking out our archives right now, and you'll see we cover the spectrum. There is no thought too small if you consider it a big thinking, if you consider it a big idea. Big ideas extend from our own personal situations, but they go out so much further. Who would have believed years ago that we're already on the brink of our televisions being obsolete as we move into high definition. Who would have believed that something, a cell phone that really didn't even exist for the popular people, for the majority of people before the 70s, that now everybody, even small kids, want to have them? Just because someone dared to think about it. Just because my uncle was so happy and having such a great time with his life, his family wanted to celebrate, and we came from near and far. Just because my girlfriend and I found that we had some common bonds, we've now traveled by air and by car and by foot, and I've met her family, she's met mine. Just because I've got a great group of people that I went to school with many, many years ago, and we decided we want to stay in touch with each other, we can meet here and there and have reunions on the spot. Just because I've got some teenage nephews who understand that they have an Aunt Mary who really cares for them, I know I've accomplished my purpose just if they know that I care about them. We can go out and eat and shop and talk, and they can know I'm committed to accepting them just as they are. I feel the same way about you. We appreciate you just because you dared to click in and listen today. And just because you did, I want you to know that there's someone who cares about you. This is Mary the Encourager, and I believe that your life is about to be more exciting than you ever expected it to be, and more exciting than that. So go forth and be who you are called to be, just because. Just because we are here. We are here to encourage. We are here to inspire. We are here to let you know that we want to know who you are. Again, you can reach Mary the Encourager at marybrown100@gmail.com. You are listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Blog Talk Radio.